नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पस्कत्यादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Before starting to address all of you, I would like to extend my great gratitude to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for allowing me to come, and to all of you, including our Radha Kund Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Who are willing to listen about something of importance about Srila Prabhupada. I will today try to speak about Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day in terms of how we can make it that he has not disappeared. How can we, as his followers, take care that he is always with us? How can we make the word disappearance day into appearance where Prabhupada appears in our heart? This will be my subject matter. And I pray to Srila Prabhupada and to the assembled Vaishnavas that it will be possible for me to say something important and grasp your attention totally so that you do not fall asleep totally bored. Hare Krishna. In our Shastras, there is a verse which says that the Guru is identical with the mantra which he has given. When Srila Prabhupada visited us in Germany, he once said, "I have not come to teach you anything. I have just come to ask you to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Purify your consciousness and realize your original position." Now, we all know when our consciousness is pure, we will understand that we are eternal servants of Radha and Krishna, and we will more specifically understand who we are as eternal servants of Radha and Krishna. Now, the way by which Srila Prabhupada wanted this change of purification and consciousness to happen is by giving us the mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When you chant a mantra and you learn to chant it purely, the Ishta Devata, that means the Lord of your heart and the Lord of the mantra, will come out of the mantra. In other words, if you chant Hare Krishna, one day you will perceive Radha and Krishna dancing on your tongue and in your heart when you learn to chant properly. Srila Prabhupada's whole life as an acharya was focused on the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When he was preparing himself to go to the West, he would sit in Vrindavan and chant every day 1 lakh of the holy names. Earlier, devotees who have seen Prabhupada in Vrindavan have noted that once he was at the banks of the Yamuna, he had placed a danda in the sand and he was doing kirtan around the danda, around at the bank of the Yamuna, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Now, when he came to America, all what he did really in the beginning was chanting the mantra. There is one tree which you all must visit. It's a holy tree. Yes, in America there is one holy tree for sure. It stands in a little park, Tompkinson Square Park, and it has an inscription, a table, put there by the town of New York, and this, it says, this tree, and it is, it gives the botanical name, Trius supercus or whatever. This tree is holy for the Hare Krishna people, because it was under this tree that the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. My dear devotees, Prabhupada would go regularly to this tree, sit under this tree, and take out a little drum. It's called a bongo, because it makes bong bong. And he would sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for hours. And soon many New Yorkers came, and it was known that this is a spiritual event happening in the town. And even famous celebrities came, like Allen Ginsberg, who joined Prabhupada in the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Throughout his teaching or spreading Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada remained chanting the mantra. Guru Gauranga Prabhu says that once he had invited a big politician from Geneva to come and meet his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada asked the politician, do you have any question? And the politician said no. Then Prabhupada took out a harmonium and started to sing Hare Krishna. And the politician had to sit there for 1 hour, listen to him. And at the end, Prabhupada stopped his singing and said, "This is what we do." This is what we do. Towards the very end of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes here with us, and we will hear in detail about this from His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who was there. Srila Prabhupada, towards the end, or at the end, he had all his devotees surrounding him, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to him. Now, you are also chanting, but do you feel that your heart is purified? Do you sometimes feel that when you chant that Radha and Krishna are hearing you? If we want to honor Srila Prabhupada on his disappearance day, we must honor his gift, because great acharyas live on. They don't die. If the followers keep their gifts alive. I would like to give a few anecdotes about what Prabhupada said, how we can chant properly so that the fruit of chanting can come, that is, our consciousness can actually be purified and we can actually have Krishna in the core of the heart. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his godbrothers, O.B.L. Kapoor, who had the spiritual name Adi Keshava Das, a very important question. Prabhupada said this O.B.L. Kapoor, who is a professor, was a professor of philosophy at the Banaras University, Hindu University. No, that's not right. In Allahabad he was, not Benares. So he was asked, O.B.L. Kapoor asked Srila Prabhupada, "I can see," the professor said, "that you have pure love of Krishna." At that time, Srila Prabhupada was in his Grihastha ashram, and he had a pharmacy. Do you know what is a pharmacy? Where you buy medicines? And the pharmacists at that time would mix different chemicals and make medicines. So O.B.L. Kapoor asked, "Do you have the formula? You are a pharmacist. Do you have the formula for pure love of Krishna?" Take a little sulfur, add a little mercury, stir it, drink it, and pure love of God, it is there. "Do you have the formula?" Prabhupada said, "Yes." Then O.B.L. Kapoor asked, "And can you give it to me?" Prabhupada said, "Yes. Trinadavi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari." A formula is you need to chant the mantra in a mood which is more humble than that of the straw on the street. The straw on the street thinks, the devotee thinks, the straw in the street is so useful, but I'm so useless. the straw in the street can feed the cow. The cow can give milk. But I have given no service. I'm so useless. The straw in the street can be used in the roof to cover the house of a devotee. But I have not rendered service to the devotees. Therefore, I'm lower than the straw in the street. And you must be tolerant. Tolerant with whatever comes your way and seems to upset you. You must, in addition, also be able to give respect to others and not ask for respect for yourself. This is the formula. When you chant the Hare Krishna mantra in this way, you will obtain pure love of God. Once Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, "Oh Srila Prabhupada, how should I chant?" And Prabhupada answered, "You must address Radha and Krishna and talk to them or address them just like you address me when you speak to me." So when chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you must be mindful of the persons whose name you chant. Otherwise, if you are not mindful, that is not accepted. Prabhupada at other times spoke to us. He said you should chant actually crying to Radha and Krishna, "Please accept me," just like a child cries for the mother. Imagine a child goes with his mother on a Mumbai marketplace and loses the mother. Then the child will sit in the corner of the marketplace and cry, "Mother, mother." And then the mother will become attentive. Or when the child plays, and when the child only says, "Mother, mother," while it plays and is busy with other things, the mother will not take notice. But if the child puts down all the other toys which divert the attention and only addresses the mother, then the mother will quickly rush to the aid of the child. Prabhupada had great faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra as bringing the devotees forward and bringing them back to Godhead. One of his earlier books is called Easy Journey to Other Planets. Who of you has read this book? Oh, that's a good number. Very nice. This book is one of Prabhupada's earliest books. It was written in Radha Damodar Temple, and Prabhupada was at that time very without means, and he took paper which was on one side already printed. There was some scientific information about Sputniks and rockets who were flying to the moon. So Prabhupada would take that paper, which was printed on one side, and wrote his notes, wrote his book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, on the other side. This book was published in India, and it was republished in America. And when Prabhupada republished the book in America, he had someone edit it, and he said he wanted a cover. Please listen to this cover. Prabhupada said, "You should have on one corner the material world, and on the other corner, the spiritual world with the lotus and Radha and Krishna in the lotus. And then you should paint one devotee who is with dhoti and neck beads and shika, and he should be depicted as he goes from the material world to the spiritual world. And how does he go? He has in one hand his mala, like this, flying mala. He goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And by this, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he goes from the material world to the spiritual world. And those of you who are connoisseurs of simple art, they have seen this picture. Have you seen this earlier picture? Maybe not, because it was done so so simple that later the cover was changed. But the early picture, we got this in Germany, and we had to translate from that book, and we had to take the same picture. And this was Prabhupada's faith, and it was his mission statement, that this chanting can transfer a conditioned soul and bring him from the material world to the spiritual world. That was his mood. Now I would like to close my anecdotes. Time came for Srila Prabhupada where he would regularly give hints that he would not stay long with us. The devotees were working at that time very hard to finish the Juhu Beach Temple, or Radha Rasa Bihari Mandir, and they were working very hard on his quarters. So Prabhupada obliged them in their love by going into these half-finished quarters. And the last anecdote is in this time. At that time, Prabhupada had a very dear friend, Mr. Seth. Do I say it properly? Seth. Sethi, Mr. Sethi, Mr. Sethi. And Mr. Sethi was a very nice devotee. He had organized one group and of kirtan lovers, and they would do kirtan each Sunday at some other location. I've written this down for you. It was called the Radha Madhava Prema Shuddha Sankirtan Mandala. Wonderful name. The pure Sankirtan circle who would sing about the love of Radha Madhava. And every Sunday they would have a 12-hour Akanda Kirtan. and somehow Mr. Sethi asked if they could have the Kirtan in the Juhu Beach temple on one Sunday. They would go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then have 2 hours Braj-related bhajans. You know, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sivindavan Dham, and such bhajans. So Prabhupada had the, when they were there, had the windows wide open and listened intently during the whole kirtan. Now, when at the end of the Harinam Kirtan, the Hare Krishna Kirtan, one of the ladies started to chant, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, and so on. Then Prabhupada asked his servant to help him get up. That was just months before his departure, and help him to the balcony. And Prabhupada somehow stood at the balcony, and the singers who had chanted 12 hours Hare Krishna and were now singing the love to Vrindavan saw Srila Prabhupada on the balcony, and the kirtan picked up in momentum, and Prabhupada stood there and he actually cried tears. He was so moved. At the end of this program, he called for Giriraj Swami, the then temple president of the temple, and he said, "We have built this temple for this. We should have every day 12-hour kirtan in this temple." Giriraj thought, "Oh, we have so many services, Srila Prabhupada. It is, we are building the temple, and devotees go and go out and make life members. It's very difficult if everyone just sits and chants." And then Prabhupada reluctantly said, "But at least every Sunday, there should be just chanting going on in this temple of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra." And that was done in Juhu. That was a firm established tradition. Prabhupada had so much faith in the holy name. He thought everything would be taken care of if you chant the holy name, just like all the leaves of a tree would automatically be watered if you would water the roots. Once there was an ant crawling on his table, and he called one of his disciples and asked him, "Do you see?" At first, the disciple didn't see the ant because an ant is very small. Then Prabhupada said, "See this ant." Then he asked the disciple, "What is your duty towards this ant?" So the disciple most probably didn't know that he had a duty to perform towards the ant. you know ant, huh? Not this is the ant, but ant with T. You know, so then Prabhupada told the disciple, "Your duty towards the end is to make it chant Hare Krishna." When he would walk and little girls would come and imitate, you know, they make a little bit maybe fun out of the devotees going like, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna," you know, Prabhupada stopped his morning walk, and he said, "Now our movement is successful. These girls chant Hare Krishna." There was once this terrible movie about us. It was called, because I can't speak Hindi, I've written it down, Dam Maro Dam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Now, for those of you who don't know what this means, Dam Maro Dam means take another puff from the hashish shilom, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And the movie started very nice. It had
what did it have? It had a scene of the Ratha Yatra, and then there was an ocean, and then there was Prabhupada, and it said, Prabhupada has taken the Hare Krishna movement and the Ratha Yatra and all this over the ocean to the Western countries. And this was all very good, but then it showed hippies smoking hashish, meaning to say Prabhupada has degraded the precious Indian cultures and given some of it to hippies who were now doing a hippie culture. There was a rumor that this movie was influenced by government intelligentsia, which was concerned that too many people were becoming Hare Krishna. This was like a movie to throw dirt on the Hare Krishna movement. It was terrible, we thought. So devotees went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, they have made this movie where they drag the movement which you have started through the dirt. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And Prabhupada said, no, this is very good. Dhamradam is temporary and material. It will be forgotten. But Hare Krishna, Hare Ram is there. This is eternal. This is spiritual. It will purify the consciousness. Very good. Just see the vision of Srila Prabhupada. And more so, please see the emphasis which he put from the beginning to the middle and to the end on the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So on this disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, I would like to make a revolutionary suggestion to all of you. Are you ready for this? Well, don't yell before you know what it is. Maybe you will not like it, but now you have all shouted in joy, now you have to do it. Shout always later, not before. No, I'm just saying it for dramatic effect. I know you will like the suggestion. The Acharya lives in his instructions, and his instructions to the Hare Krishna movement is to become the Hare Krishna movement. In other words, to chant the Hare Krishna mantra with utmost attention and to give that the first place in your life. You have, this is a little side note, you have to learn a little bit in order to chant. It's not that just by trying it, you have to learn from the devotees who know how to chant. You have to watch them. You have to study a little bit the books, and we will not get into this here. Make this instruction your guiding force in life. Plan your day in such a way that there are two or one and a half to two undisturbed hours where you can really chant with full attention, and you will see that the promise of Srila Prabhupada, that you will purify your consciousness and realize your original position as an eternal servant, that this will come true. We should have Prabhupada an eternal place in our hearts, and that we will do if we follow this most important instruction of him to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, free from offenses. No? This is the most important instruction. And if you keep this instruction, you will keep Srila Prabhupada always in your heart and in your by your side. Your community, the Radha Gopinath community, or sometimes it's known as the Simple Temple or the Chopati devotees, is world famous. You have reached under the leadership of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj tremendous results. You are a very world famous community with all your wonderful intelligent devotees, with the temple, with the farm project, with the schools, with all the many things I don't even know because it's so many. World famous, exemplary community. And we can only congratulate you for having such a wonderful Vaishnav and servant of Srila Prabhupada as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj as your servant. If you now, on top of this all, make the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra your the 16 rounds, no? This is only one and a half hours to 2 hours. Huh? If you make this a prime emphasis in your life, if each one of you becomes a pure chanter, wow! Then there is no limit to what you can achieve. And please take this little instruction, this little suggestion, I'm not one to instruct anyone, this little suggestion as something from this Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, and you will see, this day will be the memorable day of your life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Sisi Radha Gopinata ki jai, She Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, jai Sri Radhe, jai, jai Sri Radhe, jai, jai Sri Radhe, Shyam.